Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sure.
All right, I don't want to waste any more time. Let's bring in Dame Drops from Connecticut.
He's a star.
Obviously, Fresh Fried and Crispy, one of the top shows on Netflix right now. We're glad to have him on. Good morning, Dame.
Congratulations, too.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're good. Listen, I want to get a couple things out of the way because I know how things started, but I want you to get to your backstory. Have you had the Burger King chicken sandwich yet?
Bro, not only have I had it and reviewed it, I'm in the commercial they're airing.
So so you can't speak against it, or like you have to speak for it?
No. I can say whatever I want to say.
So is it better than Popeyes or not?
No, it is not.
Okay. Because I got to have it, because the Popeyes is one down the road for me, and we are converts big time. The other thing is, at some point, we have this guy who comes at 7:30 every day. It's Food Truck Tommy, and today I got a spicy garlic chicken with peppers on a fresh roll. I think you need to come up and sample
try
and
him
give
out.
A little feedback.
That sounds good. That sounds real good.
First of all, congratulations on the success.
I mean,
it's just what a great story. People who don't know who you are, can you just give us a little bit of history of how you quickly got to where you are right now?
Oh, definitely, definitely. So, I mean, individuals already know that, you know, I was a manager for Walmart in Rocky Hill.
Right.
I was doing, you know, food reviews on my lunch breaks. I had like an hour lunch break, uploading them to YouTube. Took about 3 years of uploading fast food reviews before I caught my big break in 2012 when I reviewed a double bacon cheeseburger from Five Guys. That went viral. It's over like 10 million views.
Oh.
The songified version of it is over 40 million views. And that's literally where my life changed. I was able to quit my job back in October 25th of 2012 and pursue my dream of doing food reviews, not just fast food reviews, but like all food reviews. Next thing I know, I get picked up by Dr. Oz. This is back in late 2012, early 2013. Right after Dr. Oz, I get picked up for two food review exclusives for Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
Wow.
That's how the Rachel Ray Show found me back in 2014. She signed me on as her food correspondent for five seasons.
Wow.
Ran
cool.
through all of that. Pandemic struck. But even while the pandemic came through, Netflix picked me up back in 2019. We ended up filming the show Fresh Fried and Crispy in 2020. I had nationwide commercials already airing with Popeyes, Burger King,
right.
Little Caesars. It was going crazy.
Geez.
And here we are today, gentlemen, with a lot of food reviews over 11 years of the hustle.
Wow. You know, was it always your goal? I mean, when you were at Walmart and you used to do it on your break, was your goal to get discovered? And was it your goal to, obviously you wouldn't know where you ended up, but was that your ambition?
You know what's crazy? It started off as a hobby. I remember back then that when Adam Richman had Man versus Food, I loved that show.
I did too.
I was tuned in. America was tuned in.
Yep.
I said he had the perfect job. This man gets paid to eat and travel. I would love that job.
Yeah.
I did not know it would lead up to me actually having that job.
Well, I'm thinking about, you know, another guy who does it. How do you feel like Guy Fieri? Because he's got Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Love him.
Yes. I think that's great. You know,
is the show, is your show similar? Is it, how does it differentiate?
Guy and I, we have two different styles about the way we go about food. See, he's a chef. That's his background.
Right.
Me, I'm just an eater. I'm your everyday guy. I am who you actually connect to, because we can go to any given restaurant together, sit down, chop it up over food, have a great time. Guy has a vision when he does his show, and you can tell the way he breaks food down, the way he gets the background story of all.
Does know how to do it. He does, yep.
Yeah, he breaks it down a different way. And I love his style, right? But my style is totally different. I'm coming from the food aspect. We look at food differently. I explore food differently. I don't give you the full breakdown of food. I make you fall in love with the moment of food.
Yeah. I like the way you say that. That was bad at all.
Well, you know, there's so many questions. One is, every time you do this show, well, I'm going to put that aside because we might not have time. In the show, Fresh Fried and Crispy on Netflix, give me like your highlight stop.
Yeah, here we go.
In the series.
Oh, my goodness. Fellas, we got to go to Baltimore. We have to go to Baltimore, Mount Vernon, a spot called the Local Oyster. I had the colossal crab. Now, if you can imagine, just for a moment,
okay.
I removed the lettuce and tomato, as I always do. I replaced it with chips with Old Bay seasoning. You have Texas toast as your bun. Thick Texas toast, buttery, crispy. I want you to put a fried soft-shell crab in on top of the chips. Wow. Then on top of the crab, I want you to put a lump of crab cake. Soft. Light crisp to it. So much flavor. So when you take that bite, you have an explosion that's about to happen. And in the show, you see the explosion as I take a bite. So many flavors. Baltimore did it again.
Speaking of Baltimore, pit beef. I mean, did you have any of that?
No, I haven't even heard of it.
Oh, okay. Basically, it's kind of a beef that's cooked over charcoal, and it's in a pit, essentially. You can get them at the Camden Yard. I know they've got them outside there.
Well, now he's got another thing to go with when he gets down there.
Baltimore is a good food town. It truly is.
Well, you know,
it definitely is.
But I think Connecticut has some good roadside stuff, honestly. And like you have like Blackie's Hot Dogs down in Waterbury, Denmo's on the I think the western part of the state is really good. Give us a favorite or two in Connecticut.
For me, like I said, I was born and raised in Stratford, Connecticut. I would always go to Drumstick Barbecue in Bridgeport because they have like the soul food style about them, and the food is amazing. Collard greens, the chicken. If you want the deviled eggs, you have that. The mac and cheese. You get real crazy over there. A childhood favorite of mine that's actually still open to this day is a spot called Cricket. Cricket is just a regular like hot dog, hamburger, small mom and pop. It's still there in Stratford, Connecticut, just in a different location. And it's still a lot of love. You can tell when the flavors hit you, right? When they hit your taste buds, you're still getting excited. Even if you get some fried shrimp, it's still a win. Right? And as far as pizza, we talk about pizza. Though Connecticut does not take over New York in the pizza game, for me, modern pizza in New Haven, Connecticut is my go-to.
Okay, that's the one. Hey, thank you very much for being on. It's a pleasure. Congratulations on your great success.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. We hope to talk to you guys into subscribing to Netflix.
Pulling for them. Fresh Fried and Crispy is the show on Netflix. And, you know, Matt Sroy is the one who brought it to my attention. It's one of the top five
shows in
all of Netflix. Like, I mean,
it's just such a good success story, too, for him to grow up in Bridgeport.
And doing something he loves.
Moving to New Britain and then just doing something. He worked at Walmart up the street, man. And
there you go.
Booming.
Incredible.
You never know.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.